Krishna. Hopefully you found this helpful. Have you noticed how it is so helpful to sometimes look through the eyes of another? Yes, no. Good. Yes. So we will now conclude the Holy Name retreat. We have discussed, each one of us will give you a little, let us say, tip from their own experiences, how really you can now stay or take something home from the retreat that will remind you, that will strengthen you at times, help you, and so on. And then we will do a little meditative ending session that is typical for our retreats, that we want devotees to relate to Krishna and Giriraj. We will have a little kirtan, and then Bhujan Prabhu will guide us in establishing our relationship with Giriraj. I see. Have you noticed the dogs find the atmosphere very nice, and they like to stay with the devotees? Now they're still humble, but after some time they would claim areas of the property as their own. Hare Krishna. Good. This was the first Govardhana retreat, which we, the first Holy Name retreat in Govardhan, which we were holding in our own premises. What you see now is the result of a desire, and also the result of a wonderful devotees, or a few wonderful devotees' efforts. Vrindavan Vinod Prabhu, who is really the one who put all this together, with the help of Yamunacharya, a wonderful devotee from New Zealand who knows engineering. He's a professional in this. There are devotees who gave tremendous amounts of Lakshmi, Syamnam, Christian, but also a devotee whom I got to know at the beginning of the retreat, from New Zealand, and so on. And yes, and many devotees desiring this. I can only say from my experience, I think so far so good. The retreat center has shown that it serves the desired purpose and helps you, our respected and dear participants, to yes, go deeper in your own Krishna consciousness. We felt, Bhujan Prabhu and myself, we were able to discuss a little bit, although there was hardly enough time to breathe. But sometimes we talk. We felt, yes, you were really coming to the places which we could call your next level in Krishna consciousness. For some of you, this might have been a purifying experience. And to purify the mirror of the heart means some old dust which we have become accustomed to falls to the side, goes away. But for instance, yesterday at Teh Kadamba, I have never seen during the Holy Name retreat such an attentive group of devotees. You were really staying together, compact, and so on. It is our desire to not only supply you with also, and especially during the time which is after the retreat. And my tip, I have more or less given it already, but I would like to repeat it, perhaps in slightly different words. That is, pick one thing, and here comes the new phrasing, that struck you, something that you felt, oh, this is valuable for me now. Oh yeah, this I must pay more attention to in the future. Or maybe Gilles gives these insights in various ways. It could have been in a discussion with the devotee. It could also have been when you made a mistake. Perhaps you kicked one of the dogs and later you understood, oh my God, these are not ordinary dogs. He gave me this sadhu look. In other words, something during the time which you spent here that struck you. For those of you who, like me, are not so expert in English, what strikes us is something that surprises us, maybe, that enters into our habitual thoughts, something new, something that is not ordinary, that is extraordinary, out of the box, it comes from outside. Take whatever struck you, whatever made you think, whatever touched you also, and reflect on it. What was the message? What did this event or this insight, this is a messenger. These things which struck us are messengers. What is the message for me? What is for here? And stay with that and make a practice out of it. Or remember it. Make a memory. Make a note maybe in your notepad. And then, yes, take that with you and be with that. No? And it could be that you want to make changes in your sadhana. Maybe that you want to introduce more of something into your life, Krishna consciousness. It would be not good if you leave the premises and just return exactly to the same patterns. And by the way, patterns are very, very compelling. All of us are most of the times just running by a program that was typed into us by our experiences that became our karma, that became our things here. You type something new on the computer of your personality and expect miracles. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. Hare Krishna. I have found the Holy Wing retreat to be extraordinarily inspiring and illuminating and encouraging. gave one talk that Srila Prabhupada gave in England, a beautiful talk, in which he discusses the mood of the Vaishnava. And he says that the Vaishnava always feels helpless and is always praying for the help of the previous acharyas. And he gave the example of Arjuna's had the flag with Hanuman on his chariot. And he was saying his mood was that Hanuman, you are the Acharya for fighting for the Lord. I fought for Lord Ramachandra, so kindly help me. And he gave the example of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita, who in practically every chapter every line of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was feeling helpless and praying for the help of the previous acharyas Rupa Raghunath to help him write Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we're so dependent on the mercy of the Lord through the previous acharyas and the Vaishnavas. We should always be in that mood, as Srila Prabhupada says, feeling helpless and praying for the help of the previous acharyas. And I also look forward to having your association. Well, first at the Govardhan retreat, which is coming up soon, and then at future holy name retreats. It's true that we get into certain patterns, but the experience of the retreat can help us break those patterns which are not favorable and help us develop new habits. According to authorities, it takes 6 months to develop a new habit. And before the new habit develops, you have to make a concentrated, concerted effort to develop the new habit. But then it will eventually become a new habit and a good habit. So, yeah, we have to make that special effort now to incorporate what we've learned here. From what we have benefited here until it becomes part of our new self, the next level. So, yeah, I'm grateful to all of you for your association and wish you all the best. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.